This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Principal Warren.
Good news, I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Kevin, did you send an email from my account?
Sounds like you've been hacked.
You should really change your password.
Your father seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't forget that he walked out on you.
Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay?
See you at school.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
Okay, here's the deal. We've seen dangerous stalker movies before, whether it be Fatal Attraction, Single White Female, or The Crush, though none of these are as unintentionally hilarious as The Boy Next Door. Jennifer Lopez plays a high school English teacher who has a short affair with her son's friend who lives next door. When she discovers he has enrolled in her school, she's afraid he'll expose her indiscretion, for which she'll lose her job and her family. Soon his obsession becomes violent and she fears for her life. When The Boy Next Door attempts to be nothing more than the run-of-the-mill thriller that it is, the film is very humdrum. However, it becomes a work of camp genius when it flies off the rails. The first 30 minutes are some of the worst and most laughable moments you'll likely see on the screen in a while. By the end, inconsistent logic, Looney Tunes violence, and the movie's inability to follow its own plot points becomes unbearable and hysterical at the same time. Still, taken on face value with no added so-bad-it's-good seasoning, The Boy Next Door gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.